This is OPB. I'm Jeff Norcross. This week, railroad agency officials sat before the National Transportation Safety Board to testify about the December derailment of the Amtrak 501 train south of Tacoma. As Erica Cruz Guevara reports, the two-day investigative hearing revealed more details about concerning areas of the new bypass where the train derailed.
Good morning. We are coming on the air because there has been a major train derailment 40 miles south of Seattle.
A train carrying nearly 80 passengers was traveling more than twice the speed limit when it derailed the morning of December 18th. Three people died, and several dozens more were injured on the Amtrak 501 train traveling from Seattle to Portland. Several lawsuits have since been filed against Amtrak. It was opening day of the new multi-million dollar Point Defiance bypass, which was supposed to reduce congestion with freight trains and make trips faster. At around 7:30 a.m., investigative documents show the train's engineer said we're dead.
Amtrak 501, emergency, emergency, emergency. We are on the ground.
The investigative hearing this week focused on why and how this deadly derailment happened. NTSB board members took particular interest in one curve in the bypass at around milepost 19. The curve required trains traveling 80 miles an hour to slow to just 30 miles an hour.
What hazard analysis did Amtrak do prior to operating
over the
liquid
initial walk hazard rating
established
for that curve at 19.6?
That curve was the trouble spot.
Amtrak 501 answering Centralia North, over.
Hey, guys, what happened?
We're coming around the corner to take the bridge over I-5 there, right north into Squally, and we went on the ground.
In the moments leading up to the derailment, the engineer said he knew his next significant maneuver was to slow the train at this curve. It never did. The engineer missed the sign signaling for him to slow down. The train drove off that curve, spilling onto the interstate below.
Usually in a design process, when you've, as a designer or an engineer, realize that you've got a problem area, you try to figure out what the mitigation is.
That's NTSB board member Earl Wiener at the investigative hearing.
In this case, this curve was problematic. Who had the responsibility to point out or determine or take a first crack at the mitigations for an 80-mile-an-hour to 30-mile-an-hour curve?
This was the response he got.
That's what I was afraid of.
Amtrak officials say they're putting more safeguards in place to prevent this kind of derailment from happening again. Employee training and qualifications for certain train routes will now be based on the route's difficulty. Amtrak is also installing an automatic braking technology known as positive train control on the route, which is meant to slow or stop speeding trains and override possible human error. For years, the NTSB advocated for the technology, and in 2008, Congress passed a law requiring it on all Class 1 railroads. But railroads and freight companies fought back, and lawmakers pushed the installment deadline to December of this year. Many have argued this technology would have prevented the derailment. Martin Young is program manager with Sound Transit, the agency that reviewed the designs for the bypass.
Positive train control will help everywhere, but there was one curve in particular that will be helped, and that is the one at 19.8.
Trains reverted back to the old route along the water in the meantime. The Washington Department of Transportation says positive train control will be fully activated on the bypass before Amtrak trains can operate on it again. The bypass is expected to reopen this fall ahead of the December 2018 federal deadline. Erica Cruz Guevara, OPB.